Hello, word enthusiasts, and welcome to Grammar Lab, where we distill the complexities of the English language into easy-to-understand lessons. Think of us as your friendly guides through the linguistic labyrinth.
In today's episode, we're unscrewing the tiny vials of punctuation to sprinkle some clarity on the use of colons and lists. Correct formatting can be a game changer for your writing. So stick with us as we crack the code of colons, lists, and proper usage.
The colon is like a drum roll in punctuation. It heralds what's to come. Mainly, it is used to introduce a list, a quote, or an explanation that directly follows a complete sentence.
That's right, Abby. But let's not forget its origins. The word colon comes from the Greek term kolon, which actually means a limb or a member, referring to the clauses in a sentence as parts of a body.
Dig more into history, and you'll find that colons were once used to mark a longer pause than a semicolon, which is much like our usage today. However, its application in lists has become much more defined over time.
For example, in Shakespeare's writings, colons were sprinkled liberally and not strictly used as we do now. It wouldn't be until the 18th and 19th centuries that we start seeing the rules tightening around colon usage.
Now let's get practical. Imagine you're writing and you want to introduce a list. How would you do it? The key is to make sure the clause before the colon can stand alone as a complete sentence.
So I might say, for our picnic, we need to pack several things: sandwiches, lemonade, and a blanket. The part before the colon can exist as a sentence all by itself. We need to pack several things.
Exactly. And here is where we can have a bit of fun with a quiz. I'll give a sentence with the word blank, blank, and Jack, you'll fill in the blank with the correct usage. Ready?
Born ready.
I need an assistant who is proficient in blank software programs, communication, and time management.
The right word is nothing. Since I need an assistant who is proficient in is a complete sentence, a colon should just be placed before the list without any other word.
Brilliant. Now, listeners, remember that if the sentence before the list is not independent, do not use a colon. Just go straight into the items of your list.
Lists within sentences get trickier, though. When listing items that include commas, we use semicolons for clarity. Our tour includes visits to Paris, France, Rome, Italy, and Berlin, Germany.
Before we go, remember the colon isn't just for lists. It can introduce a quote, a definition, or an explanation. But that's a topic for another episode.
Thank you, dear listeners, for tuning into Grammar Lab. We hope you've enjoyed this grammatical dissection of colons and lists.
If you have questions that you would like for us to answer on future episodes, please get in touch at grammarlab@pagepods.com. Our email address is also in the show notes.
If you like the show, be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast app and consider leaving a review so that others can learn more about us.
To stay up to date on the latest episodes and for show transcripts, subscribe to our newsletter at the link in the show notes or email us.
Until next time, keep punctuating perfectly and always be curious about the intricacies of English. Goodbye.
Bye, everyone.